Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Big thank you to the University of Auckland, the home and heart of 95BFM. And also a big warm welcome to Dr. Geertan Verdict. How did I go on the pronunciation there, mate?
Very good.
it was okay. Now, AI, a huge, huge topic these days. You've recently published a paper called Man vs. Machine, The Influence of AI Forecasts on Investor Beliefs.
That's
so I guess
correct.
AI is sort of starting to creep into all sorts of everyday life at the moment. Where do we start with this topic in your research?
So the reason why we started is because, especially since ChatGPT, so many papers came out showing that AI is like the best thing that ever existed. Mm-hmm. So for instance, like if you open up the newspaper and you ask ChatGPT, should I buy this stock based on the headline, it actually outperforms humans by such a large extent. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to know, like, do people actually trust this information if they get it from, let's say, ChatGPT or AI in general? And that's where we actually started our paper from, like the human component into this entire equation.
Okay, so we're essentially measuring whether AI is more accurate or more reliable than a human-based decision.
No, so what we did is we asked 3,600 participants. Mm. We gave them the same information. We just changed the provider. So yes, it's a 5% stock return prediction for next year, but some got it from a human, some got it from a machine, or the combination of both. And we just asked, like, do you want to invest giving this information? Mm-hmm. And then we saw that people actually trusted humans way more than just machines.
Why do you think, what are the primary reasons behind people trusting humans more than machines?
I think since ChatGPT came out, like October, November 2022, there's been so many negative stories related to these new technologies. So for instance, a very famous thing is, if you ask ChatGPT how many R's the word strawberry has, it gives the wrong answer.
Yes.
So that doesn't really instill a lot of confidence if you actually want to put your own money behind that decision.
Mm-hmm. In your research, you've mentioned that there is a noticeable difference in trust between genders. Can you elaborate on the factors that contribute to women being more receptive to AI-driven advice?
So we've seen, unfortunately, over the last couple of years that women are a bit discriminated against when it comes from human advice. So mm-hmm. if an average woman goes to a broker, they are pushed into these higher-paying fees and less risky, more traditional asset classes, even though they have the financial knowledge to actually take on more risk and they're more or less risk averse. And that's where maybe the AI can help, because it's a tool that really doesn't discriminate in terms of gender. So it gives more or better advice in some sense.
Given that previous studies indicate AI can outperform human analysts, how should financial institutions balance the use of AI with traditional human expertise?
So one of the things we show is that education plays a huge role in that aspect. So if you actually help your investors to better understand why these decisions came to be and how that process actually works, that can actually increase the trustworthiness of the entire process. So I think in that sense, asset managers play a huge role in educating their investor base.
Is there a need for transparency if financial institutions are using AI to make financial decisions for people?
No, for sure, because one of the things we actually show is that there's a potential of what is called AI washing. Like, we're just going to put an AI label on this product, even though it's not necessarily a better choice, but it sounds very fancy. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what we find, is that if you put something which people are familiar with, but not necessarily the better option, that people are more likely to trust it.
Yes.
So in that sense, regulators have to play a huge role in this transparency as well.
Your research also highlighted some interesting levels of or differences in trust between people that have like a left-leaning political outlook and a right-leaning political outlook. Could you elaborate on this and why is this?
So indeed, so our study focused on the U.S. and in the U.S. it's easier because you basically have two major parties, Democrats or Republicans. And what we find is Democrats are more likely to trust AI. And that comes from the fact that they're more likely to trust science in general relative to the average Republican. So since AI is like the most scientific tool there is, it's not unnatural to assume that they are more likely to trust it. And that's indeed what we find as well.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Now, what areas of research do you think are most critical in understanding investor trust in AI? And its implications for the finance industry?
So there's multiple stuff that you can still do and that we're doing as well. So right now we're focusing on this AI washing to better protect consumers, but also like focus a bit more on this educational aspect. So there's some follow-up studies we're doing right now to better understand what is going on in that area.
And one last question for you. Based on the findings of your research, what advice would you give to individual investors when considering AI-generated financial forecasts?
Ask questions. Like, what are the assumptions the model are doing? Like, just try to get a sense of what is going on behind the scenes, because it's always being programmed by a human. So in that sense, like, ask more questions until you really understand what is going on, because from an investor point of view, that is still the critical aspect. Like, really understand what you're doing and what you're investing in.
Dr. Gertjan, verdict?
Correct.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning for Ready, Steady, Learn. And a big shout out to the University of Auckland. Is there anywhere that people can check out your work or the research that you're doing?
So via the university's website for sure, or I have my own website, www.verdict.eu.
Excellent. Hey, thank you very much, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.